Welcome to the Power Your Life radio show with host and success doc, Joanne White. Author, speaker, certified coach, and energy master, Doc White gets to the heart of what matters most. She features guests and experts to help you consciously create more success, health, and wellness in every area of your life, work, and relationships. They'll share their success stories, wisdom, and know-how to help you shine more light onto your day and into your life. Power your life right now. Here's Joanne White.
Hello, everyone, and thanks for tuning in. And I'm Joanne White. And first, we want to send out prayers to all of those people in California who need it with the fires, and to anyone over the globe, because this is a challenging time for many people. We're just sending out loving thoughts and beautiful energy to help all of us through some of these very challenging times. Oftentimes, we hear the word soul and we feel something within us, and we know that there's so much more to who we are than just being in this physical body. And we are going to really explore that with someone that's really very special who can help us recognize and access our soul power so that we can create and live the life that we choose. And I'm talking about Nancy Smith, who's a spiritual and Akashic medium and a spiritual advisor. She teaches and authors. She's been a teacher and an author, in her field for 20-plus years. Nancy has authored the book Divine Love Affairs, An Akashic Journey. She's a Nautilus Silver Medal Award winner, and her book Divine Love Affair, An Akashic Journey leads you on a path to spiritual connection through the divine essence of the Creator called the Akasha. Nancy has developed and teaches her own certificate program that's called the School of Akashic Soul Mastery. These classes include spiritual development and training to enhance, support, and to guide you along your life. Nancy teaches from her studio online as well as throughout New England. As an Akashic medium, she can read your soul's Akashic records and connect you with your spiritual team for life guidance and healing. She's also trained in the spiritualist tradition of mediumship and offers connections to loved ones in spirit. As she connects to those loved ones in spirit, Nancy draws their images, and she offers readings and soul sessions in person, by phone, and online. Welcome, welcome, Nancy Smith.
Thank you so much, Dr. White. Thank you so much.
Welcome. Oh, it's so my pleasure. And firstly, you know, I know a little bit about the Akashic records, but many people don't. So what does that mean? Is it just about our history? What does it mean to really explore and what you've done? You studied the Akashic records. How does all that relate to us now?
So a beautiful relationship. The Akasha records it talks about this indelible energy that everything that since its creation and creation's inception has been documented within the Akashic records. And our own soul's journey has a little library or records of its own. And these records are accessible to us through our own energetic field. If you go, imagine the top of your head and go 18 inches above it, if you subscribe to we're all energy, that's where our records are. And through meditation and then inspiration and just generally relaxation to let our intuitive energies flow, those records, the energy about ourselves and our soul's journey is attainable. And it shows up in many other different ways in our lives as well. But this is like the higher self, the higher power, taking that higher road is what these records talk about. And they have our soul plans embedded within them as well, what our souls dreamed up when they dreamed up our lives for us.
So let me ask you this, because let's say we know, and we're going to explore this deeper, we know about our soul's path and the past, and that there may be something that we want to change for the future. Is it possible to shift that in some way and to change the records or change who we are or something like that?
Absolutely. You don't necessarily change the records themselves as they're the history and what had gone forward. But since we're in the present moment, and I have to say time is a circle, it's not a straight line, we can do healing within the Akashic energy, where we become to integrate some of our experiences. And if we're on a repeated pattern through multiple lifetimes, or just a repeated pattern in our life, say we just don't do romantic relationships well, and every time we attempt to do another one, here it goes again. So we can, through healing and soul, what I call soul contract work, change what the next step will be, and by bringing it into sacred space, by revealing what's really going on in the energetics within ourselves on a soul level as well as a unconscious level, we can reveal and affect a change by becoming more conscious of everything that's going on. Very powerful work when we do
it. Isn't
it
important to become more conscious of who we are and where we've been and what we're going, where we're going rather, and to be connected to our soul's essence? And how do we do it?
It is, of course, very, very important. I feel, and how do we do that? I have just a very gentle pathway to access that soul power, which I feel has been very useful in my life, and I've seen other people use this. Is first to access that soul power is to access how we're feeling. To acknowledge how we're feeling and then go deeper and to see how we're really feeling without judging and planning, because I feel very strongly that our part of our soul's plan and part of our soul talking to us is through our emotions, energy and emotions. And as we begin to listen to ourselves, I see you, is the message that we're giving ourselves that leads to feeling safe within our own selves. And that gives us the ability to be present with ourselves. And that presence gives us, leads us to creative thinking and creative living. When we are in that essence of I'm good, I'm with you, then all of a sudden ideas start popping up and different choices start popping up. And in our conscious selves, and we start driving our cars of our lives more consciously. And that leads to a state of being, a state of awareness, which leads to a connection to the flow and the wisdom of your higher mind and your higher consciousness. And once we have established that flow to the wisdom of our higher mind, that's where we're really in the soul's energy. And then our soul is free now to reveal itself to us more fully. If that makes, it's not a plan as much as it is an energetic of feeling and being present. If that makes sense.
Well, it does, because I work with energy, as you know, and I think it's very important. Now, excuse me, I have a question. I understand how by accessing our feelings we can connect to our soul. However, what if our feelings are all over the place and we're angry sometimes and we're disappointed or what? How do we work through those particular feelings to get to the essence of the soul feelings that we're looking to connect with?
That is such a good question. I love that question, especially being empathic the way that I have been, and anyone else is sensitive. Many times we'll have an emotion that comes up from us. It's just coming up, and we haven't even recognized that emotion yet, but we're reacting to it. And we have resistance, we have sabotage, we're angry, we don't even know why. And I feel that the pathway that I follow is to take a moment, take a look at these reactions and see what emotion they're pointing to. Is it fear? Is it, sadness? Is it grief? There's some very basic emotions in there that it could be. Is it, or Are we having a sense or an inspiration that's coming up that wants to express itself, and we're so busy reacting, we don't even feel the inspiration coming up? So allow those feelings to come up. I like to make a mind map of them, or a sense, or I'll sit down with a piece of paper, is how I work, and I start to write all my feelings around, and I write it around the edges of the paper, and then I wait, what is the center core of this? And then once I recognize the center core of it, let's say it's fear, and I'll start to talk, dialogue with this fear, and I'll say, okay, so what are you telling me? You know, what am I, you know, I'm afraid. There's nothing around me that I can imagine that I'm even afraid of right now. What are you telling me to be afraid of? And then allow that fear on another sheet of paper, do another little sketches of all the things that are coming up, not in reaction, but in keep going deeper into that emotion of fear now that you've captured it, and let the fear to you, let it give you those messages. Honestly, don't, you know, from where the root is, whether it's in our unconscious or whether it's in inspiration, it will, that emotion will very gently, or maybe not so gently, lead you into a core issue that you just stepped into the middle of. It for me, when I was writing my book, this fear kept coming up with all these reactions around it, and finally I got to a very core issue where the fear was saying to me, first of all, to have courage to go forward and do what I'm doing now. However, there was a redirect that was coming from my higher power that wanted to redirect me in some of the things that I was missing in what I was saying. And so they wanted me to, my higher guidance wanted me to go into a couple of different issues and dive deeper into them. And so that all started with me having all these reactions that led to fear. Imagine that. But underneath it, as I kept going, I found the inspiration and the guidance.
Wow. I love that story. You know, so it's like really peeling the layers, excuse me, of that particular emotion. And like you said, like drawing and getting to really the crux of, if it's fear or anger or whatever, what's underneath it? What's the message that we're being told? And we have to get clarity about that. You know, so many people throw around the word soul power and connecting to the power within yourself. But what does that really mean? And what does it mean for us to not only have it, but to recognize it within ourselves and within others?
Well, when I refer to soul power, and yes, I have seen it used around a lot, and I love that concept of the power of your own particular soul, and that's so individual to you. And I feel, gosh, how do I answer this clearly, is that it's your own connection to the essence of what makes you tick. We can disconnect from that essence because we have so many demands around us or our own inner expectations. When we bring our life and our life's decisions online and write in alignment to what that power is within yourself, and how I recognize that power is our soul talks in a very clear, precise, loving, caring way. It's not screaming at us. It's not judging us. It's a very powerful, peaceful presence. So when I shift into that presence of myself, and I'm really willing to see myself and, you know, kind of listen to this powerful presence, that's when I'm clicking into place. That's when the technology, the soul technology, clicks into place and begins to give me thoughts I don't have when I'm in the fear, or I'm in the yelling, screaming, judgment and fear place, or maybe unconscious talking place that is telling me I'm not enough. My soul tells me, not only do you have enough, you are enough, and just be in the present moment, not just, but be in the present moment and things will support you, the universe will support you. Where my other voices will say, there's no way you can make this. There's no way you can do this. Who do you think you are? And that's not the voice of my soul. You just see the difference? So it's really learning to listen.
Yeah, and I think it's so important because when people are hearing from their egos or whatever, what's wrong with you? You can't do this right. And I've used to get those messages when I was younger and had to work through it. It's not our souls message at all, and it's wonderful to know, and you said it and I feel it too, Nancy, that the messages from our soul are loving, non-judgmental, and they're calm. They feel good when we hear them, when we feel that we're wrapped within them. So if you're hearing anything else, it's not your soul speaking, right?
Correct. But with a caveat that I very gently want to say that if we are hearing those other voices, there's still a piece of our soul in there. So maybe we need to do some integration work that has to do with bringing those voices into the, you know, that sacred space, that soul-guided space to say, okay, so what is this doubt coming from? What is this part of myself that I've experienced myself as being less than that needs to be addressed in this beautiful vibrational sacred space? And the vibration of our soul will very gently bring it to life or bring it and grow it to its higher essence. So we have access to a personal power that has been tied up in fear. You see what I'm saying?
It does make sense, and I think it's important. So here we are. We're going along our lives, and in a few minutes, we are going to do a few readings. Thank you, Nancy Smith. You're an angel to do that. But we're going along our path and our life, and we have doubts about. We want to be, you mentioned the word alignment, I think it's perfect. We want to be in alignment with our soul, we ascribe to that, we want to be, but how do we know that we're on the right path? How do we know that we're in alignment and not doing something against it?
That is a really good question, and I feel like there's, I wish I could give you a straightforward, boom, this is it. But I feel for it's first checking into how you're feeling, and I sometimes we're feeling like I don't want to give my kid in hangnails and I just want to stay home and cry because my finger's killing me. See what I'm saying? And so I don't want to give into those kinds of feelings. But how do I bond to? How do I? What's growing corn in my life? Where if a certain situation is pulling out the best of me, or if the situation is making me want to curl up, body language is a really very cool way to know if what you're stepping into is growing and opening your heart and relaxing you, or if what you're stepping into is making you shrivel up inside of yourself. So that's one message, one little sign that I use within myself. And then also outside of myself, signs and symbols that I see that pull me towards, yes, that's in the right direction. Sometimes I see numbers showing up. Sometimes I'll hear from somebody who I haven't heard from a long time, and they just happen to land a message into my world that is totally in sync. It's those synchronicities that show up in my life that just all of a sudden my stomach unclenches and I feel good when I'm not forcing it, whatever it is, whatever the goal is. When I'm using the word should a lot, then I know, wait a minute, there's something else going on here. When I'm excited about something and I'm inspired and I'm curious about something, then I know, hey, that's soul direction. That's going to support me. But if I'm forcing myself to do something that I'm petrified with, maybe don't step out so quickly and sort out the emotion to say, is this even where I am guided to be doing? Am I forcing myself to do this? Or do I just need to deal with my fear a little bit more and get more skills behind me to support me? Do you see what I'm saying? It's the alignment with the energies and that bring in the grace and ease that tell me, yeah, I'm on the soul path. This is a path for me to follow, whether it's going uphill or just straight or downhill. Checking in constantly with my heart and station.
Go ahead. Hello?
Yeah. Hi, can you hear
me? Yeah, now I can. There was a little bit of disconnect, but you're back beautifully. So what you're saying, and I love something that you said. Well, I love everything you're saying, but you said that sometimes, and I ascribe to this totally, that we get messages that help us recognize when we're on the path. And I believe that the universe is so responsive to us, and we can get messages, we can get answers, and just have to be open to them. To me, those are so many blessings that if we pay attention to it, we're being given signs and information and like so much more than we even realize.
Oh, totally. Yeah, I agree with that so much. And I want to also point out that our soul is huge, and our soul is totally connected to the universe, where we may be a little, you know, flitting around and not so as connected. We can really count on that higher power to be connected to that universal. So our soul may be like sending along, okay, guys, she needs to hear from this, send her pennies from heaven. And so it gets served up in a beautiful way. So our soul has our back.
You know, when my Selena, my sweet Siamese, died days and months afterwards because she was like an incredible blessing, I was finding pennies and feathers all over the place. And to me, it was messages from her and also from my mother, but it just felt like it was helping me through my grieving and through such a difficult time for me. Mm-hmm. And it was, you know, it was soothing. It was so beautifully soothing.
That's wonderful. That's so comforting to hear that story. Thank you. Yeah, that's true. It's true. They will send us what we need if we can slow down enough to take it in. And it's equal how we can receive spirit, how we receive that divine love from a higher power is pretty much equal to how much we're willing to take the time to love ourselves and nurture ourselves and care for ourselves. You know, if we're running ragged and we're not giving ourselves the respect and dignity that we need, it's very difficult for all these signs and signals through to us. My mom would always say, did you need it on an engraved invitation? What do I have to do to tell you? I meant what, you know.
Amazing. So we have a call. Shall we take it? You ready?
Sure. Yeah. Lovely.
Okay. Let's see where we go. Hello. You're on the air.
Oh, hi. My name's Donna. I'm from California. How are you?
Great. Hi, Donna. Do you have a question for Nancy?
To know a little bit about what my Akashic records say.
Yeah, let me take a peek in there. The first thing that I want to say from your Akashic records is that you're fighting too hard. And they want you to breathe into the ease and the grace that they have for you in your life. You're getting a lot of really cool wisdom gifts, a little really very powerful guidance, but you're arguing with it all the way. So what they would love for you to do, what your soul would love for you to do, is take a moment to see all of the situations around you. Some of them are hidden with struggle. Some of them are hidden with just distractions. Some of them are hidden with tremendous wisdom and gifts. So take a deep breath, calm down, stop the struggle, and just let yourself see what's actually around you in your life, and then choose wisely. Choose with your heart. Choose with your intuition and your highest power, and you're going to really realize that you're surrounded by amazing, amazing gifts. I feel like I want to for you to slow down, stop a minute, do this assessment we just talked about, and then move forward, because the direction you're moving forward isn't the one you think it is. You're missing some of the gifts here that are right in front of you. So Donna, does that sit with you? Can you understand that?
Yeah, because I can hear my mother on the other side, and about a month and a half ago I got a message from her that I was going to be rewarded. And so, you know, I guess I'm kind of struggling to wonder how am I going to get rewarded? A husband coming in, a windfall, a lifestyle change, but I'm not getting the answers as to how I'm going to get rewarded.
I feel like the reward is coming through some of your logical thinking and what you, I know you want to package it into something real, and it sounds like a husband, money, I would love to get rewarded like that, but I feel like really, it's really about a wisdom from your life experience. And I feel like that wisdom is going to be like a gold pathway that leads you to the money and the husband. So, and I'm like, oh my gosh, here go the eye rolls. Wisdom in itself is the reward, but that is like the tool to use to really create abundance in your life. So what she's trying to do is give you, you've worked really hard. Now take a look at your life experiences. Where's the wisdom, and follow the wisdom.
Wonderful.
Thanks.
Thanks so much, Donna. Take care.
I'll do that. Thank you.
Thank you.
We have another person. You ready? Or did you want to comment a little bit more? Okay, great. Okay,
oh,
hold on.
Yeah, so it's just the way the real. Okay, great. Go ahead.
Go ahead. Finish real fast. Hold on 1 minute. Go ahead.
Oh, just wanted to say sometimes people so much want to know what's under what nutshell do I pick so that treasure's under the nutshell. And this work, this Akashic work, is about empowering us to pick the nutshell on our own. And this is what we want to build a power within ourselves. You know, you teach somebody to fish, you feed them for the rest of their lives, and that's kind of what the soul work wants us to do with these readings and connect in so that we really realize we got this. We really have this. Thanks.
Wonderful. Thank you. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, Nancy and Joanne. This is Heidi. How are you?
Hi, Heidi. How are you?
Heidi. I'm good. I'm good. Thanks. So I just had, I've always kind of felt like there was something huge in my future, but it seems absolutely untouchable. And it has always felt like it's come somewhere from my past. Do you have any insight for me, Nancy?
Do you feel like you have something huge in your future that's directly connected to from your past? I feel like
I've been working on it for a long time.
Yeah, okay. So there's a project that you've been really, really working with. So as that project comes into fruition, I see a pathway for you. Of shifting your focus into a different focus. You have, it's again more about decisions and choices and moving on from what you thought it should be, really keeping the essence going of whatever you've been working on. You're having a lot of guidance from your guardian angel who's practically leading you by the hand right now. So continue to allow that higher power to lead you by the hand. But there's an awakening that's happening with you right now around the details of you've been looking to solve a problem. Your focus has been on the energy of the problem and the denseness of it. And I feel like I want to take your chin and just lift your head up so that you can see the resources and the guidance and the divinity that's been coming through supporting you. And as you lift your chin and focus on that inspiration, the divine guidance, you will suddenly step into the steps that are taking you to that higher power, where I feel like some of this heavy energy is lifting up, and things that you've been working on so hard start to click fall into place. You have the skills. You don't need to keep struggling to learn more skills. Take a deep breath, and sometimes we can just travel quantumly through our souls, meaning to a different plane of existence, and pull in the last pieces of energy that really lift you into this project. But I feel like the end result, what the problem is the expectation of the result versus what better than you can ever imagine the result that's there for you. It's not even a result. I feel it's the pathway that continues to give you gold, that continues to give you experiences that get lighter and lighter and lighter. I don't know exactly the details of your project, but I see you moving on from... You've got the foundation underneath you, and then you're moving on higher and higher into a lighter answer. If it's heavy, difficult, and complicated, then lift yourself up a little bit higher. Find the easy, find the simple as you make your decisions.
Does that help?
General to me. Does that help?
Yeah, that's super helpful. No, that's perfect.
Wonderful. Okay. Thanks so much, Heidi.
Thanks.
Take care.
Thank you, Nancy and Joanne. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So we've been talking about exploring and getting to the core of who we are, these incredible beings that have so much to offer ourselves and other people. How do we begin, Nancy, to access our soul power so that we can live more in sync, in alignment with it?
Well, I feel like we talked a little bit about the listening to yourself and liking and enjoying yourself and bringing yourself into peace of mind. But I feel like that's just the first step to trusting yourself enough to open your heart to the sacredness of life and creating sacred space within yourself. As a medium to being trained of sitting in the power, where you begin to have that relationship with your higher power, with yourself, and with the beings that are wanting to help you. So I feel accessing that inner power from a heart-to-heart connection to your heart, to the heart of the universe, and letting yourself be aware of that connection sensitizes you to other possibilities, to higher possibilities, and sensitizes you to feel where are you really going, where are your feet really pointing, and is that the direction that resonates with you, or is that the direction that you're being pressured into going through expectations? So it's letting go of those expectations, opening your heart to a universal life force energy that flows through you, and so that you have the opportunity, like we said earlier with Heidi, look, take your chin and look up. And the problems that you're solving are maybe not the problems that are for you to solve. Maybe you just step up and look at, where is my heart connected to? What is my heart resonating with? Our heart and soul will not lead us wrong. Our grief and staying in the heavier energies, now that could interrupt us and take us to places we don't want to go. But when we blend ourselves with that higher power from our heart center, we've got goals. We're going in a different direction. It's dynamic. I hope I'm not straying off what you were trying to ask me.
Great. You know, you mentioned something that I think is beautiful, the heart of the universe, connecting with the heart of the universe. When you were doing the mini readings for the two people, you mentioned a lot about breath and breathing in this process of connecting to our soul. Why is that so important?
Well, the breath is when we're in flight or flight, we hold our breath. And we don't get enough oxygen to our blood system, and then our brain doesn't get enough oxygen, and we're telling ourselves, get ready to fly, because you're not safe. So when we use our breath by calming it down and just breathing in and breathing out, we're telling our bodies we're safe and sound, and there's enough oxygen going to our brain so that we can relax. And then as we relax, we now have the control, but we have the ability to calm our minds down and connect to that, those brain waves that are flowing from the universal one mind into our bodies. And we begin to access the wisdom from them or the resources from them. So breathing brings us centered into ourselves and opens up, our capacity to, receive the guidance we need to receive from our higher power.
You know, it's amazing, like you said, that we do it for fight or flight. But if people really paid attention, there probably are so many times throughout the day that we're holding our breath. We don't. It may not be for a long period of time, but we probably don't even realize it. So to do a little check to make sure, I think, is important. You also in your book and what you work with, you talk a lot about having a soul group, finding a connection, a soul connection to a group. How does that work, and how do you know who your soul needs to be connected to, and how that would help not only you, but the other person or persons, Nancy?
You know, I'm so glad you're asking that, because I was running through my notes thinking, she's going to ask me about this soul group stuff. I know it. So it's about finding love and connection in all the right places. It's about, we have a lot of people that come in and out of our lives very quickly. And some of them are there for a purpose and a reason. Some of them, people bring love and light to us. And some of them are just there because the world is full of people. And our soul group on purpose, finding people who, I mean, I'm sure in family situations, we can have mother, father, sister, brother, aunts and uncles, and maybe one of them in the family is from that heart-to-heart connection that is really our inspiration, that really nurtures us and helps us. And maybe three of them are from our soul group that really, they stick pins in us, and they make us move forward, and they make us uncomfortable, so we have to take care of those, you know, issues. So our soul group can inspire us, they can put a fire under us, they can move us. And then there are people that we just have to deal with on a day-to-day basis. And everyone is in our lives to teach us, to help us, to learn and grow. And I'm not taking that away from anything, but I do feel like sometimes finding those people that resonate us, that really bring us into the positivity of ourselves, that is where I feel I want to find those people in my life. It's really easy to find the instigators. And I really ask my guides, show me the ones that reflect back to me how to love myself, how to take care of myself, or whatever it is that I need in the moment. How do I inspire myself? How do I? But a soul group is actually, they're so complicated. People say, who's my soulmate? And I really want to meet my soulmate. And I want to marry my soulmate. And I say, are you sure you want to do that? Because your soulmate is going to give you the biggest challenges of your life.
Yes.
So recognizing who's working from your soul group is sometimes, I remember meeting my current husband, and I was in a group of people, and it was called speed dating. And I was meeting some really fascinating, interesting people. And then all of a sudden, I was just drawing attention to this man over that was kind of coming my way in the midst of a lot of other people. And he had a little orb around him. It was like a little orangey, lovely little light. And I said, that's the man I need to get to know. And it turns out that I had known him from 20 years earlier. And we started to talk about it, and now we're married. We're together. And so he is part of my soul group, and our lives had overlapped so many times. It never even occurred to me that this would be a romantic relationship, but I recognized the sign that this is somebody who is very important for me to interact with, and to this day, it's very, very, very true.
Oh, that's
I
a great story.
Important.
It really is. I love it. I want to talk a little bit, because we're running out of time here. I want to talk a little bit about what you do with your school and how people can access that and be, you know, be part of the certification program for the School of Akashic Soul Mastery.
Thank you so much for asking that. Right now, my Akashic School Soul Mastery is in two locations. One is in south of Boston and Women of Wisdom, and the other one is in Londonderry, New Hampshire. And I'm starting a program to go towards a certification online. And that first class is starting. It's called the Soul Power Living Tools for Creating Life You Want to Live and Love. And that is a foundational skills that lead you into an Akashic Mastery certification. So that's going to be starting up in January, the end of January, going all the way through February. And then I'm hoping really build up skill levels for a group to continue on into the Mastery certification. In the Mastery certification, I have many different protocols and many different skills. So if you're local and you want to jump in, everything's on my website, or you could or email me. But if you want to just jump in on online, I'm starting very gently with this Soul Power Living class. So we have a basic set of tools that we can use as we go into the Akashic Mastery certifications.
It sounds very exciting and a wonderful way to really get connected and also get connected with a soul group, right? That's wonderful.
Absolutely.
Tell people how they can get a hold of you, get a reading, find out more about what you're doing, buy your incredible book, join the Mastery program, all of this great stuff that you're offering right now, Nancy.
Yeah, so so a couple of ways to get a hold of me. My website is angelscapes.net, and you could totally contact me many different ways on the site. So if you can't find one way, another way will show up. And just start by contacting me but through emails and stuff. Read through my events that I have going on. If something resonates with you, do sign up for it or call me. Right now I'm offering free 15-minute discovery sessions for those who really want to go deeper into this work or just want to check out what is this stuff, what's an Akashic reading like, and then so we're working on really talking to people about, first I give you a quick little reading like we just did now, and then I talk to you a little more deeply about what would resonate with you in your life and where you are. And so just jump into the website. The book is on Amazon.com. Divine Love Affair and Akashic Journey is on Amazon. You can also find a link to it through my website. On my website, I have a free gift called Soul Power Living, and you can download it. Sign, give me your little email there. Download it, read it, and you'll get a series of like over a month of emails that will support you and help you walk through what that document is saying. So maybe if you downloaded it now, signed it, and then list, and then signed up for the class, it would be a very deep, intensive immersion into really learning to listen to your soul. So there's that plus tons more, but that's, I think, a really nice beginning to connect with me. I'm very excited about this work. Really excited.
Wonder-
that going into, yeah, going into time, we really need to connect to our souls if we're going to get our, you know, go through and do the changes that are being called for 2018, 19, 20. We don't leave home without your soul, I'm telling you guys.
I love that. Make sure you have your soul and your soul is intact. I love that. Nancy, I love what you're doing, and it's so timely for that gift, that free gift that you're offering people to really access their soul power for their lives and on a daily basis. We only have a minute or so. What would you like to impart to our audience before we end?
I would really like to inspire people to know that they can create a life that they love, that has security, fulfillment, and inspiration. And it's one step at a time. It's not about turning your life inside out and scaring yourself by jumping into something that terrifies you. It's about loving yourself one step at a time towards your soul and the tremendous power that it has to offer. Start now, just one little step, two little steps, and love yourself through it. And that's what's going to grow the garden, guys, really, truly.
Wow, beautiful. Nancy, thank you so much. You are a gift, and you have a beautiful, shining soul. Thanks so much for being on Power Your Life,
oh,
and have a blessed
you.
Day.
Thank you so thank much. Thank you so much. I'm so honored. Take care.
My pleasure. Totally my pleasure. So we're shifting gears, but remember about everything that Nancy said. You can go to her website, access this free gift to really access the power of your soul and learn powerful over somebody else or whatever. It's about accessing your beautiful power, and that power is really within your soul and your heart energy. So do that. We're shifting gears next week, and I hope I'm pronouncing his name right, December 13th, Steve Gutzler, who's talking about growing leaders at every level. If you want to go to get a hold of me, you can go to Joanne, Joanne, at docwhit.org and find out more about upcoming shows, beautiful free gifts, and so much more, blogs. And remember, you are incredible and special, and you have something beautiful to offer us. Thank you so much for being here, and have a blessed day, blessed evening, wherever you are.
You've been listening to the Power Your Life radio show with host and author Dr. Joanne White. Listen often and spread the word about the Upbeat Show to enrich you and grow your life in the direction you desire. Listen again and again and visit docwhite.org for more information and find out how Dr. Joanne can benefit you. Thank you for sharing your day with us, and stay tuned for more exciting guests and events to come.